He will come, descend from heavens, resting his hand on two angels. Yes, and on the eastern, on the east of Damascus. Have you heard that? On a white minaret. That is the complete story. And that minaret has no ladders, no staircase. So when he descends on the top of that white minaret, which has no staircase, according to this tradition, he will wait until the ulama reach him with a ladder. They erect a ladder, and with the help of ladder he'll come down. So that shows obviously that either there is a cryptic message in it, the whole language seems to be symbolic, or it is not at all a saying of the Holy Prophet, because he couldn't have spun fairy tales for his ummah himself. He was the wisest of the wise. How could he speak in such childish terms if this tradition is to be taken literally? But if it carries a cryptic message and it is to be understood, then the status of this tradition will be raised very high. And this is how we look at it. In the first place, to say that Yanzilu inda Manarat al-Bayda Sharqiya Dimashq, these are the words of the Holy Prophet. First of all, let's look for a white minaret to be present somewhere on the east of Damascus. There is none. There was none at the time when the Holy Prophet made this prophecy. So when there is no minaret, how can he descend? So the whole thing goes overboard. Because a minaret without a ladder or without a staircase has to be found physically somewhere on the east of Damascus before we can think of Jesus Christ descending from heaven bodily. So because there is no physical minaret, the bodily appearance is also not possible. That means he is not speaking of physical things, not speaking of material terms. The only explanation of that is that he will come from Allah, he will descend on white minaret, that means he will speak from a platform of reason and peace. These are the two symbols used in this picture of a minaret. Minaret is white, and minaret is used for spreading light far and wide. So it is the light of wisdom and logic which he will spread, and he will bring peace because that minaret is colored white. These are two symbols. And despite the fact that he will descend from heaven, like all other prophets, he will not descend to the hearts of the people and the ulema until they make some effort towards him and offer a ladder to accept him. That is the message. And this is exactly what happened at the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who were considered wise in Arabia, like Abul Hikam, he didn't offer a ladder. And Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not descend to him, to his house. But a very poor slave, belonging to the lowest rung of society, Hazrat Bilal, presented his ladder, and he descended to him and lighted his outside and his inside. So this is the meaning of the Holy Prophet saying, because it's a prophet speaking, not an old wife who is spinning tales. So every speaker must be given respect according to his status, and his sayings should be understood according to his station. You follow this point, please?